to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're live now. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. And we are live today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's me, live in the flesh. It's the sixth day of September 2006. I have Aaron Russo coming up with us in just a couple of minutes. And on the second hour, I want to take some time to talk about some other issues. The AFP conference in Washington, D.C., that was a great success, folks. A lot of good people were there. Even had a chance to talk with General Ben Parton, of which I haven't had a chance. He and I have never met face-to-face, and I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him. And he doesn't want to talk about Oklahoma City anymore. He doesn't want to talk about the 9/11 issue, the Pentagon, whatever. There are and I'll relay some of the conversation I had with him, but there are bigger fish to fry. Why we keep talking about the event of the day. And yeah, we've been getting a lot of great mileage out of it, but there's not enough people that understand where all this is coming from and what I learned from that man. And he agreed. I also talked to Eustace Mullins up there. I'm going to do a double bill with these guys, General Ben Parton and Eustace Mullins, to bring them down here to Austin, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. I think you will be kind of pleased with what I have to tell you about General Ben Parton. But we'll do that in the second hour. But coming up here in just a few minutes, I've got the venerable, can't knock this guy down with a 2x4, Aaron Russo, America, Freedom to Fascism. And we're going to be talking about the re-release of his movie. And then we're going to ask the listening audience out there for a little bit of help with this great movie. I mean, you want to talk about, and I've said this before, folks, I don't care what issue brings this down. I don't care if it's 9/11. I don't care if it's the Federal Reserve. Whatever trips their scales and puts us on the weighted side, okay? That needs to happen. We'll talk to Aaron Russo here in just a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Back from Washington, D.C., only here for a couple of days, and then onward and upward, September 11th in New York City. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Folks, that's what you get for being away from the... It wasn't the fault of the engineer here. It wasn't a mechanical or technical problem. It was yours truly that grabbed the wrong microphone and stuck it in front of his face. We have kind of like an octopus deal here in the studio, and I grabbed the wrong microphone. I'm talking into a dead mic. That's what you get for being away for too long. At any rate, before we bring Aaron up, Danny, my webmaster here... Man, I wish the entire planet was made up out of people like this, because I don't care what this guy touches, it just absolutely turns to gold. He's got T-shirts for RBN, and if you go to the RBN Live site and click on, let me go back here so I can just take you where you need to go. It's on the right-hand side, right behind the view, right below the view trailer and Fox News clips on the right-hand side. RBN T-shirts here now. Click that on. It takes you to the page. You can click on the images of the T-shirt to enlarge it. And I got to tell you something. I'm holding one of these T-shirts. RBN Live, Republic Broadcasting Network, our logo. And then below it, RBNLive.com. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. This thing is absolutely a work of art. It really is. And there's another shirt that was made up. Let me click back here, go to the black one. That one's white with the red, white, and blue on it. We have a black T-shirt on the front, rbnlive.com, because you can't handle the truth, real talk. But on the back, It says, Congress shall make no laws abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to assemble, peaceably assemble. And that is on the back of the shirt. These are outstanding shirts, folks. And the price on them, they're high-quality Fruit of the Loom. He's actually got another T-shirt manufacturer here. I think it's Gildan. Ultra cotton activewear, it's the tag says. But anyhow, these shirts are $16 and $2 shipping and handling. Folks, become a walking billboard for Republic Broadcasting Network. If you like this program, folks, you like this network, you like what we're doing, what we're about, what we're trying to accomplish, and it's waking up America, help them help themselves. Get a T-shirt from us. Give us a call here at 800. It's been a while since I've read my computer screen. 800-724-2719. And get a T-shirt, folks. I'm going to wear this thing myself. There's a lot of T-shirts out there. I've got good messages, but they're kind of tacky looking. This thing is absolutely T-shirt art. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. I have Aaron Russo, the venerable one. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Hey, Stead Miller. How you doing, guy?
Well,
you still fighting for freedom over there? Are you tired of this already?
I don't know. How much does it cost?
It's time to pack it in. Let's become slaves. Time to stop fighting. Come on.
You know, talk about fighting. Okay, people are aware of your cancer problems, and that's now in abeyance. That's been corralled in, and you got over that. But another health problem cropped up. What happened to you?
Oh, man, you don't want to know. No guy out there wants to know what happened to me. Believe me, I had a testicle infection.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you, it ain't no fun. It ain't no fun, guys. Just think about that one. What happened was, the cancer thing we beat, but just to be careful, you know, what we did was... nobody's sure if there's anything running around my bloodstream or not, you know?
Right.
You got rid of all the tumors and everything. They suggest, look, Aaron, I know you don't like doing, you know, traditional medicine and chemo, but you know what? Take a couple chemo treatments and let's clean it. If there's anything in your bloodstream, we'll clean it out. You know, just God forbid. You know, just think, all right, what's a couple of treatments going to do to me? So I did a chemo treatment. Well, let me tell you, I guess it really... brought down my immune system, and then there's this epidemic out in California with staph infections, right? And I guess I caught it, and it went right into my testes, and then I tell you the truth, I understand why people in the old days died before their antibiotics. I could not stand up. I couldn't get out of a chair. I mean, I was like delirious.
Well,
went off for around 10 days, so I've been out of commission.
Oh. And you know what? Women, there is no way to explain to... You're right. The guys would only understand. There's no ways, ladies. I mean, I've heard it all before. Well, you know, you guys got it all easy. You know, when we get pregnant, we got to go 9 months with term and the birthing of a baby and all that stuff. But you have no idea of what it's like to be a man with how we're equipped and the problems that we have from time to time. But Aaron, when you told me that, I thought, oh no, you know, what else is going to happen to you?
Exactly. Well, you know what? No good deed goes unpunished. You know that old saying? And I guess I've been fighting so hard to stop this terrible things happening to our country that someone paid me back. You know, through the cancer, the testy infection. I mean, it's been one thing after the other. But you know what? I'm strong. I've come through it all. I'm here, and I'm still fighting, and nothing's going to change that. And I'm doing everything I've got to do as a human being for what I believe in. But you know what the truth is? The truth is, in this lifetime, if you don't like yourself and you don't stand up for what you believe in, you got nothing. And my health comes secondary, in my opinion, to my liking who I am, to my being proud and respecting myself. Because if you don't respect yourself, you got nothing. And so, you know, your family's important, having a few bucks is important, you know. But if you don't like yourself and you don't respect yourself, you got nothing. I don't care. I know a lot of wealthy people out here. And let me tell you something. Most of these people don't like who they are. And with all their money and all their power, they have nothing. And they don't like their lives. They're not really happy. And I made up my mind, no matter what happens, I'm going to respect who I am and live a life that I respect. And that's why I'm doing the fighting, and that's why no matter what happens, whether it's cancer, whether it's testing, whatever happens, you know, you go through it, you bear it, and you keep going.
Well, and you dealt with your issue there. You know, last year, people were very sympathetic. I had a bike accident and broke 8 ribs and a clavicle and a scapula.
8 ribs, really?
Oh, yeah, put a hole in my head. So I understand what it's like not to be able to literally get up. And then every time you even blink, you wince in pain. But, you know, people told me, I mean, that happened on a motorcycle. They kept telling me, well, lose the bike. No, that's my pressure release. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, of course. I
get on 2 wheels, go like a bat out of hell, and that's what keeps me rejuvenated. But I understood, you know, their compassion, and they wanted me to keep going and, you know, don't endanger yourself again. Well,
Then you're not living.
No,
like
then,
Steve Irwin, who just died from the stingray, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy who, I mean, I respect, so much respect for that guy, because he lived his life. He was doing what he wanted. He was a real personality. You could tell he liked who he was. He was doing what he wanted to do. And he faced this. He faced what his thing was, you know? And
Aaron, and by the way, speaking of that, the press has come out with all sorts of condolences. They're falling all over themselves. But you remember the story last year? Where he took his baby.
Of course.
And then people thought that, well, gosh, this is bordering on child abuse. You know, should he be charged? Well, what came out in this is that was shot in an arena that these were domesticated type of crocodiles that were being fed on a regular basis. So he knew exactly what to expect from them. But the crowd didn't, and the press certainly didn't.
Yeah, he was putting on a show.
He
would never put his kid in real danger.
Absolutely not. He loved his children and his wife. And he exactly what you said. He had a real passion in his life for what he was doing. But now the point is that the press is all falling all over themselves. Oh, this poor man. And I said, well, wait a minute. You were grilling him last year like a Mel Gibson. You were grilling him last year like he was Michael Jackson flinging his kid out over a balcony. You know, I personally wouldn't have done that with my own child, but, you know, suffice
to say.
Well,
but you're not equipped to do that with your child.
Exactly.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Exactly. But that was part of the shtick. That was part of his deal, and it was like a magician. Now, I'm not going to reveal my secrets, but at no time was that child in danger.
But you know what? There's nothing wrong with putting yourself in some danger. You know, life is not about being safe. Life is not about being secure. It's like the government. You know, oh, you got to give up everything for security. You got to be safe. Nonsense. You know, life has danger. If you don't have danger in your life and you don't feel anything, there's no enthusiasm and no exuberance, if everything's just about being safe, you might as well stay plugged into your hole and never leave. You know what I mean?
Well, and people
say to me, Aaron, how are you making this move? You're in such. I'm not worried about being in danger. Because you live your life. You live your life. Everybody's got to stop being afraid of everything.
Yeah, you know, if George Washington, how many bullet holes did he have through his hat and his capes and whatever
as he's
riding around on his white steed, you know, rebelling against the king and starting a new country? You know, the first bullet that winged by his head, did he get off his horse? Did he say no?
Yeah, but you have a zest for life. You have a zest for doing something that's important to do.
That's right.
You know, it's like having personality. It's having integrity and honor. Live up to something. You know, and that's what it's about. Most people are just, you know, they sell people into security nonsense. You know, have no life, have no freedom, but you'll be secure. Well, I could be a monkey in a cage and be secure.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Hell with that. I don't want any. You know, it's ridiculous. And the government sells these people this nonsense and this junk. And, you know, the most important thing you can have in your life is your freedom and to like yourself. To respect who you are as a human being and to live your life with honor and integrity.
Well,
what it's about.
And Aaron, I'm in complete agreement with you. And there's a sticker on the back of my car with the quote from Benjamin Franklin about security. And, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here because I can't remember exactly what it says. But basically that, you know, if you think you can have liberty and security at the same time, you're absolutely wrong. And, you know,
you have neither.
I know when I go to my grave that I know that I've done everything that I possibly could in the cause of freedom and liberty, not because I dislike my position and what it affords me, but that opportunity needs to be extended to every American born in this country, bar none. So,
of course.
You know,
how can you live your life if you're not free the way you want to live your life? How can you know who you are if you're not free to live your life the way you choose?
Well,
they send you on these lines, and you're like a sheep.
All right. We've got to take the break. We'll be right back with our guest today. Very glad to have this man, Aaron Russo. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
And we are back, by the way, on RBN Live's website, America Freedom to Fascism. You click on that, it goes to the news schedule. And Danny, here I am trying to remember the Benjamin Franklin quote. And here it is on the clicking banner right there. Those who would sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither. But folks, go up to the RBN Live, click on that that banner for America, Freedom to Fascism. And when you click on that, it takes you right to the freedomtofascism.com site, the screenings. And here is the list. Opening September 29th in Denver, Colorado at the Regency Theaters. I think this is Terramax Square. That's on East Hampton Avenue in Denver, Colorado. That's going to be playing the 29th. Also opening in Portland, Oregon on the Clinton Street Theater in Portland, Oregon on Southeast Clinton Street. That's on the 29th. Coming up October 6th in Tucson, Arizona, the Loft Cinema. And that's in Tucson, Arizona on East Speedway Boulevard. Also in Salt Lake City, Utah at the Tower Theater on East 900 South in Salt Lake City. Both of those theaters, Tucson and Salt Lake, on October 6th. So there you go.
Now, we just put Phoenix today.
Okay.
We're going to Phoenix, too.
All right.
And it looks like we're going into Dallas on the 6th, which that should be set today, and Los Angeles.
All right. So this is going to be updated as soon as these outlets become available. They're right up there on your website.
Yeah, as soon as it's confirmed. But it looks like the movie's starting to spread now into different cities. And we're very, very comfortable with the way this thing is working out. And after we get done with the movie run, then we'll start putting out the DVDs and get this thing all over America and everywhere we can. And it's very important that the movie release be very successful. And so if you live in any of those cities, Denver, Salt Lake, Portland, you know, Phoenix, Tucson, you know, that we get out there and go see the movie and let everybody you know go see it. Buy tickets for your friends.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie is an incredible tool to wake people up, especially the ones that don't know what's going on, the ones that aren't in the Patriot community. When they see the movie, they wake up.
That's the, Aaron, you just give that man a Cupid doll, because that is exactly the point of this, is to shake their little foundations. Mainstream America are the people that need to see it. The Patriots, it's a great adjunct to their library of information. That's great. But what this was designed to do, Aaron, to be publicly released, to go after John Q. Public, that hasn't been told the truth about anything from our controlled medias since I think it was invented. But the whole point of this thing was to go after the mainstream people.
Exactly. The point of this movie, and the reason I made this movie and spent the time and the money to do it, was to wake up the public that has no idea what's really going on. I know the Patriot community out there is aware of what's going on, and they love the movie, even if it's just to see something that confirms their own beliefs, and they'll learn new things in it as well. But the real idea is to wake up the people who don't know anything, who sort of, you know, think everything's a conspiracy theory, you know?
Right.
And when they see the IRS commissioner lying through his teeth, and they see all the quotes from the Rockefellers and the various people about what's really going on, about world government, RFID chips, all these, the phony computer voting machines, when they see this, they're in shock. And the whole idea of this movie is to have the Patriots bring other people to see who don't know what's going on.
Because, and I had talked to people that brought people down here to the AMC Theater down here in Austin, Texas, when it premiered down here, and it had its desired effect. People were walking out of that place that had never been in the so-called Patriot community. They sat down, watched a well-researched, well-produced, very effective film, and they walked out of there, and their eyes were rolling around in their skulls like the little toy that you got out of the Cracker Jacks, where you had to put the BBs in the eyeballs of whatever was on there, a little tiger or whatever. That's the way they were walking out. Their eyes were just rolling around in their head, and that's the effect that it was intended to have, based and targeted at mainstream, dumbed-down America.
Right, which is why I'm putting it into the theaters. You know, people say, why just go out on DVD, put it on the Internet? And the, you know, I said, no, people who don't know, they have to go to the theaters and see it, because then it becomes credible to them. They understand what's happening.
Right.
And that's why the movies come out that way. And the effect it's having is amazing, because all of a sudden, have you noticed how many people are now using the word fascism for the first time? Bush and Rumsfeld.
Yes.
And Keith Olbermann. All of a sudden, the word fascism, since this movie came out, is becoming popular again.
Well,
and it's because of the movie.
And
what they're doing. Let me just finish this thought. What they're doing.
Yeah.
They're trying to co-opt the word fascism. See, the movie's called America, Freedom to Fascism. And what they're trying to do, and they're very smart people, they're trying to co-opt the word so that the fascism isn't about America, but about the Arabs or the Muslims, whoever they want to talk about. You know what I mean? They're taking it away from the movie, and it's warfare. Because they don't want people saying America being fascist. They want to call other countries fascist. And so the movie's having a tremendous effect. And it's fabulous to see this happening, because you see the response that people are having to the movie and how it's affecting their mindset. All of a sudden, fascism was all over the place. Did you see that interview that piece by Keith Olbermann on MSNBC?
I just watched it today.
Yeah, I mean, he's done two of them now. And it's remarkable.
Well, and Bush, by the way, and I want to mention this, and we'll take your calls this hour, 800-313-9443, for my guest today, very courageous man, a lot of health problems, but you know what, that's not dampened his spirit. Aaron Russo, will be talking more with him right after the break, and I want to tell you what Bush has come out with along with the fascism deal. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back. We'll take your phone calls here in a couple of minutes for Aaron Russo, producer of the movie, folks, America, Freedom to Fascism. And we were talking before the break, Aaron. George Bush has picked up on this Islamo-fascism. And I heard that term, and I thought, well, wait a minute. Let me see. Is this the same fascism that Benito Mussolini practiced, that we have what he called corporatism? And I'm looking, and I'm thinking to myself, here is the Islamics' big deal here with America, is they don't want our form of democracy, the IMF controlling their country and their monetary system. They don't want corporate America, you know, where we have Mickey D's on one street corner and the Triple X movie theater on the other one. This is what they're fighting against. So I'm going, what exactly is Islamo-fascism?
Well, you know, the problem is this, is that people, what Bush is doing is he's making people think that fascism is, you know, is just like what Hitler did, you know, jackbooted thugs walking around. Fascism is big government and big corporations controlling and suppressing the people. Muslim is not fascism by any stretch of the imagination. And the fact of the matter is that most people today, I shouldn't say most people, a goodly number of people, they don't trust our own government anymore because they lie to us constantly. They don't tell us the truth. And the big government and the big corporations are controlling us. The fascism is here in America. You know, I'm not going to get into, you know, the thing about democracy, because we all know America was never intended to be a democracy, and yet we go around trying to spread democracy as if tyranny of the majority was this wonderful thing, you know? And it's all a lie. It's all a seed. It's about corporatism taking over the world.
And,
it's about world government.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fighting. I'm fighting. A lot of people think my movie is about the income tax. And I do use the income tax as an example of how government lies to us, because there is no law that requires a person to pay a tax on their labor or their wages.
Which shocks them out of their socks when they hear that, when they have that revelation.
Yeah, but to me, as a filmmaker, that's the smallest part of my movie. I use that as an example of how government lies and gets away with it. My movie is about world government and where this country is heading and where the world is heading, and how these corporate entities in our government and the Federal Reserve System are trying to create this one world government, this globalization of our country, which I can't stand the thought of, and is the destruction of our Constitution and our freedoms, our individual freedoms. America was founded as a country for individuals to grow to be the very best they can be, and now it's become about institutions. And that's what's got to change. That's what we're fighting in my movie.
What?
We have to stop world government.
Well,
and we have to shut down the Federal Reserve System to accomplish that.
And who are some of the great people that you did a screening here with Michael Eisner of Disney, and he wasn't exactly jumping up and down because Disney wants to be global.
Well, of course.
You know, I mean, it's folks, are you understanding what's going on here? When you're talking to these CEOs, these corporate heads, they've got visions of sugar plum fairies in their head. They're looking at a cash register and a till, and they don't care if it's global government. They don't care what it is, as long as their stock options are up and their bottom line is up. And, you know, it's just all a happy Mickey Mouse world. Well, Michael Eisner is not going to jump on the bandwagon of Aaron Russo talking about the global government and New World Order, because it's working against his interests. But the thing that people must understand is Michael Eisner is not looking out for his fellow Americans' interest.
Well, I happen to like Michael Eisner. I mean, you know, I know Michael a long time. In many ways, he's like a child. But his interest is in money. You know,
yeah.
He's a power player.
Yep.
And that's the problem. Even when I played my movie last time, it was we played in 10 theaters. 8 of the theaters did tremendous, and 2 of the theaters didn't do so well. And the 2 theaters that didn't do so well were both in wealthy neighborhoods. That was what was so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the 8 theaters that were in where people live, you know, did huge. And because my movie is about the people and the wealthy people of America. You know, they're not concerned about the Federal Reserve. They're not concerned about globalization. It's what they're thinking about is protecting what they have.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And that's the problem.
And here, Aaron, the point has to be made, when something is taken off their plate here, that they've got the globalism thing going, transnational corporations, oh, we can do business any place on the planet. Somebody takes that market off their plate here in good old USA, but hey, we've got China, we've got this, we've got that. They're still looking at that damn cash register.
Yeah, there's no loyalty to the American people. That's true. It just doesn't exist anymore. There's no loyalty to the workers. And, you know, the truth is the American people have to take our country back. And in my view, the only way to really do that, to win, is to shut down the Federal Reserve System. You know, because they're the largest corporation in the world. They control the money, and whoever controls the money makes the rules. And they own our government. And the government has to stop being indebted to these Federal Reserve bankers.
And Aaron, let's think about this one. If we did not have the Federal Reserve here in this country controlling our government now, I mean, that's become their private checkbook. They want to do something. Well, we'll just float, we'll just float some paper out there to pay for the, what generation are we on now? We have to create a new alphabet, but somewhere probably 15 generations down the road, if they stop spending money right now, maybe we could repay it, but that's not the case. But Aaron, if the Federal Reserve, if we had honest money system, not only here in this country, but if they had it in Europe, they had it in these other countries, we would not see what we're witnessing right now on planet Earth. We're going to talk about destruction and war and greedy people and the Halliburtons and the Bechtels and the Dick Cheneys and the list goes on and on and on and on. None of these people would be where they're at today, nor would we as a people here in this country, if we did not have the money masters controlling and manipulating everything.
You know, it's true. I mean, I hate to make it sound so simple, simplistic in a way, but yet it's the truth. The fact is that the Federal Reserve System and these private bankers control the game, and they've turned America around because they can just print as much money as they want, loan it out to the corporations at very low interest rates. The corporations take over all the small businesses, and there's nothing left, you know. People have nearly become serfs in America, and they will be serfs soon. And it's no more about individual landowners and individual people. It's all about giant corporations because the system has changed, and the country has changed from a country for the individual to a country for institutions and corporations. I mean, you know, it's funny. Even if you look at the tax code, the Supreme Court has ruled in the Eisner versus McCormick case that income is defined as a corporate gain or a corporate profit. Income is not defined as labor or wages on people, yet the corporations pay a third of the amount of income that people pay, and the people aren't supposed to be paying anything. It's all part of the fascism. You know, yet they tell you that income means labor and wages, when it means a corporate profit, a corporate gain. You know, everything's a lie today. They lie to us continuously. So you have no trust in your government. You have no faith. And the whole 9/11 movement is based on the fact that people don't believe what the government said about 9/11.
Right.
You know? Because exactly. You can't believe anything they say anymore.
I'll tell you what.
How did Building 7 fall? God knows. I mean, come on.
Well, and we have legitimate people out there, and what scared them is when academia started getting involved in this. And, Aaron, this has been my point, and I've been saying this to people, and I don't know if they're really getting it. You know, this is talk radio, and there are a lot of words spoken. But folks, you gotta listen to the words that are being used, because it's important. What you've got to understand is that the patriot movement in this country, and call it what you will, the refounding of America, the restoration, call it what you want. But here's the point: that if we do not build something that attracts other people to bring them into the fold, as what happened with 9/11. You had an entertainer, which really wasn't, he wasn't really a political, Charlie Sheen. Immensely popular. Movie companies made a ton of money off of this guy. He's got a hit television series. Now, he steps out in knowing full well the flack that he's going to take. He starts talking about 9/11. Well, they just absolutely nailed this guy. You had academia coming in. You've got college professors. You got this. All these people that are in respected positions are coming into the fold going, wait a minute here. We have some questions. We at once, if something's built that people want to come to, Aaron, they will show up. They will be there. But everybody has been waiting for this magic bullet to kill this beast. It ain't there. But they have got to recognize that we build something here that attracts these people of good qualification and good minds. That's what we need. It's the trick of bringing into the fold the better minds. Because quite frankly, folks, I'm not interested in dealing with my lesser. I'm interested in dealing with my equal or my better. That's the key to this thing. I mean, people are just not understanding this, Aaron. They're not getting it.
I know. That's why I made the movie.
I understand. You know,
and that's why I hope the people of the Patriot Movement will buy tickets for other people. Go see the movie.
There
you go. Go spend $10 and buy somebody else a ticket. Let them go see the movie.
There you go.
You know, wake people. We have to work together. I mean, we have to have a real revolution in this country. You know, we've got to take our country back. And we've got to shut down the Federal Reserve System.
By the way, speaking about that, Mike Malloy, that was on a radio program, shocked the host by saying, I think it's time. And here's a liberal. I don't know if you can consider him a liberal, but he's a strong advocate of Second Amendment and other things. But Mike Malloy was on Air America, got on a radio program, made the statement that I think it's time for another American revolution. And shocked the host. Well, here's the bad news, that somebody that had two brain cells that synapsed and could cognitively speak and talk just got bounced out of Air America. You know, I mean, this is
that
the kind.
What do you mean?
I mean, he got fired.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he got fired because what he believes and what he is saying. He's got the moxie, and I don't agree with Mike Malloy on a lot of issues, but Mike Malloy has the moxie to at least speak the truth as he understands and knows it, and then Air America turs around and fires him.
Air America won't even put me on the radio there.
Well, I don't doubt it, and I'm supposed to listen to one of their stars is an ex-comedian. What the heck is his name?
Al Franken?
It was
in my movie Trading Places?
Yeah. That played a good part, but here's the guy that's supposed to be looked upon as being the savior of the liberal audience, that nobody is buying this crap.
Of course not. It's all nonsense. The whole thing is nonsense. The whole thing is nonsense. It's a joke because it's always Democrat or Republican. You know, they're having a big thing now about having a protest on October 5th in Washington or something to get rid of George Bush, you know, which I'm all in favor of.
Sure.
But they don't see what they want to replace it with. You know, they don't see what they want. Just get rid of George Bush. But what comes in? What's, you know, how's that going to fix the Federal Reserve situation?
It's not.
It's not, exactly.
And we've had people on Capitol Hill, Ron Paul's first one. I just spent about 10 days in Washington, D.C., And Aaron, I was there 20 years ago, and I took the touristy tour. I went to the Smithsonian, I went and saw the art museums and all that stuff. But this time around, my wife never saw it, so I thought, okay, we'll do this again. But, you know, I'm sitting there in the power seat of America, and after I got done looking at the art and whatever, and my wife was kind of thrilled about it, and I'm standing, the only thing that I wanted to do, knowing that I was in the District of Criminals, was just, I just wanted to take a shower to try to get myself clean. I was depressed being in Washington, D.C.
Of course, I understand that.
You know, we have people like Ron Paul that says, hey, we need to get out of the U.N., we need to dump this Federal Reserve thing. He has no honorable people in Washington, D.C. that are backing them. I mean, none at all. Hey, look, we got a ton of calls here. Let's go to the phones. Matt in Texas. Thanks for calling in, Matt.
How are you guys doing today? Aaron, it's good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you. Let me
first just say, you know, after passing out about 1,000 flyers for the movie in the weeks before, it felt so good to see all those theaters packed with people with their mouths hanging wide open after they saw, after it got into the microchips and the very end of the whole New World Order. I think a lot of people were just completely blown away by it. And I was going to ask you, we've run into a student organization here at the University of Texas, and they want to screen movies pertaining to the New World Order, but our fear is that after the 9/11 goes by this year that they're going to lose their direction, and I was thinking that your movie would be a perfect movie to screen with we're working at the new bookstore, Brave New Books, here in Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I could have your blessing to get a copy of the advanced copy that we screened at the volunteers meetings that we had here to show the student organization.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. You know, what we really want to do, which would be even better, is to get the theater in Austin, the Draft House, to start playing the movie for us and getting everybody to go to the theater to see it. That way we accomplish two things at once.
Well, when were you planning on...
We're releasing the movie September 29th. We already have 6 or 7 cities booked,
okay.
And we want to go back into Austin. And so far, if the people in Austin would start calling the Draft House and let them know they want to see the movie, and putting pressure on them to bring it in there.
Well, no, it doesn't need pressure. I can pick up the phone and I can book that movie in there.
Well, then just book it in there because we want to go back in there.
Yeah.
And if we book it in there, and we can bring the kids from Texas. You need to go to the theater to see it.
Right. Just let us know. We've got basically a standing army if you need us to get something done here.
Yeah, we do. We want to come back into Austin and let the movie just play and play and play. You know, we don't want it to leave. We want to sit there and let everybody in the city of Austin see that movie. That's what we want to do. And we want to get the army of volunteers out there. And then once we get that theater booked, just let the movie sit there as long as it's doing business. And bring everybody from the university into that theater to watch the movie.
Right.
If we don't get it booked, then I'll be happy to show it to them at the university, if that's the best way to do it, you know, as an alternative. But the best alternative is to get them to the movie theater, that the theaters are packed, and everybody's talking about how well the theaters are packed, and we get movies, theaters all over the country to play the movie. See,
nope.
That's the kind of vibe you want to get.
Oh, that sounds like that. No, I'm sure we could definitely do that. There's one more thing. I've got a contact number for you. I believe it's a fax number, though. Is there somewhere on your website or through the volunteer email network that I could get some better contact information for you to discuss this student organization thing and maybe possibly...
Well, yeah, you can contact me or you can contact Fred Smart. Have you been in touch with Fred?
No, I haven't. I don't believe
so. Well, Fred is the national coordinator for all the volunteers.
Okay.
And his email is fksmart@gmail.com.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah, I was in contact with the local coordinators here in Austin, but yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, you can contact me. I'm AaronRusso@msn.com.
Okay.
But it's best to contact Fred, because he's in charge of all the volunteers, and he has more at his fingertips than I do.
Yeah, Aaron, we were talking about this when I was up at the AFP conference in D.C., We were talking about this. This should be shown in universities, just like Loose Change has made
absolutely
just astounding effect on the college universities. But the same thing should be happening at, because these are the people that are right in line to take over things when we hang up our reins.
Absolutely. I agree with you. As a matter of fact, Fred, the reason I was telling to call Fred was Fred and I had a conversation 2 or 3 days ago. So you want to start targeting universities to see the movie. So I know he's going to be at Loyola University in Chicago on Friday to show the movie, you know, and we're sitting with colleges all over the country to see the movie. That's exactly what we want to do. So I'm all for it. 100%.
All right. Well, Matt, there's your information, my friend. Go to work.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Matt, thank you very much.
All right. We'll take the break here. Gail, Mark, Clarence, Tom, and others will get to all of your calls with Aaron Russo, America, Freedom to Fascism, ladies and gentlemen. It's something that should be sweeping the country, and by goodness, we're going to make sure that that happens. With your help, we'll be right back.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Folks, we are back. Well, Aaron, I only planned on having you up for an hour, but guess what? The phones are loaded, so can you stick around with us?
Always, babe. Whatever you want. You know that.
Okay, man. Gail in Gail? In
yes?
Texas. Gail? How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. Thanks so much for having Aaron back on the air today. I mean, super thanks to you because, I mean, this is really what this is all about. We're all fighting world government, and we need to take our country back, and we got to stop funding these corporate people, this stuff that we don't need to be doing. I mean, they're not getting any of my stuff because the Supreme Court said it's corporate gain or corporate profit, and that's not my money.
Yeah.
Anyways, Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gail. Thanks for calling in.
Good.
I'm doing wonderful. You know, I hope everybody listening and goes on the website and volunteers to help. You know, sign up to be a volunteer. Because we need all the volunteers we can get, you know. We have thousands, and we want to have hundreds of thousands and millions.
Well,
so if you believe in what we're doing and you believe in the movie and you want to stop world government, really, go to the website, sign up, become a volunteer.
You know, we really do, and we really want to make sure that when you come here in town that you can connect with Stuart or me so that we can get you hooked into that Brave New Books that's right across from the university, and we'll do a special screening. We'll do a big, huge signing, and got to get the students all fired up about this.
Well, you don't need Aaron to do that.
Well, we're right. We don't need. We need the DVD to do that. And you know, I just listened to Matt, and I know Matt. And you know, we're gonna get this over at Draft House, and we're gonna make sure we get this at the Dolby Theater, and so that people can go there and continue to view this wonderful movie because it got sold out here in Austin. I talked with the movie manager at the theater.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Gail, hang on a second, because, Aaron, I think you got an announcement on that deal, don't you?
On what? On what deal?
On the AMC deal.
Well, what we want people to do is AMC theaters won't book the movie anymore because last time we were in there, even though we were doing so great, the prints weren't very good, and I wasn't happy with the prints. I was in Germany with cancer when the prints were made. And when I came back for the opening of the movie, I didn't like the prints. And I wasn't happy with the quality of the sound or the quality of the picture. And I pulled it. And now that we're reopening the movie again, AMC is refusing to book the theater, the movie into their theater.
Yep.
So we want to have people calling the AMC corporate headquarters in Kansas City.
And let me give you that number, folks. Let me give you the number so everybody copy this number down. 816-221-4000. That number again, 816-221-4000. And not putting words in the callers' mouths that are going to be calling AMC headquarters, but Aaron, what's the message you want them to relay to the AMC?
I want everybody to be very polite on the phone when you call up and call the receptionist. Don't speak to the don't ask for the president of the company. Don't harass them. Just say, look, we're Aaron Russo's movie, Freedom to Fascism. We want to see it in our city where we live, no matter where you live. And so you want to see it here, would you please bring it into one of your theaters? And just call them up and tell them that you want to see the movie and show them that there's a real demand for the movie.
Yeah, they already know what the financial numbers are. It did well, right, as you said, except from the two theaters that were in the Hotsy-Totsy neighborhood. As long as I've got mine, the hell with all of you. Okay.
AMC wants, you know, they were very happy with the numbers.
Yeah.
But they were unhappy with the fact that I pulled it because of the quality. And they're refusing to play it now because of that. And I'm just saying, everybody, call up B-Plan and say, look, you want to see the movie. The movie has to be seen all over America, and you want to see it in the city where you live, and to please bring it in. And just show them that there's such a demand that they'll do that.
Gail, hang on. We've got a break.
Okay.
Hang on a second here. Mark, Clarence, Tom, Paul, and others will get to all of your calls. Second hour coming up with Aaron Russo. The website, freedomtofascism.com. Ladies and gentlemen, be a volunteer. Get involved. We'll be right back with Aaron right after this.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.